Thanks, Shirley. Hi, TJ.
Hey, Gail.
How's it going?
Yeah. Good.
Go ahead.
Good. Just trying to get stuff rolling. Trying to finish up. The
awesome.
Week. I got a wedding on Saturday, so I got to go to my cousin's wedding. So.
Oh, I was going to ask you.
Friday.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask you if it was your wedding or somebody else's. I guess it's somebody else's.
Yeah, somebody else's. Yeah, I'm on my second marriage. If this one don't work, I'm not getting married again.
Oh, that's what my husband says, too. I'm his second one. We've been married 30 years, though. So I think we're probably all right at this point. I bet you and your wife.
Even if you weren't, it's like hell at this point. You're stuck with
Yeah, you're right, exactly. Exactly. And he knows what it means when I go to the closet and grab the toolbox and start walking around the house. You know, somebody else might not get the hint.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit, I better start fixing something.
Yep, exactly.
Get the hell out. It means one of two things.
Yeah, well, usually in my case, it means fix it or I'm getting out the duct tape and Gorilla Glue. One of the two.
There you go. They work, though. They both work.
They do. They definitely have their purpose. I've used them a couple times. So,
sounds like
you're ready to get going then.
Yeah. Remind me the cost, though, again, just because I couldn't remember. Were you guys a one-time fee or were you guys a monthly fee or what? How did it all set up?
Yep, so it's monthly, and so it's month to month. We don't lock you into a contract, and calls and leads, clicks are unlimited. We don't charge for them, and then calls all go straight to you. So we don't filter a screen,
How much was it a month?
You bet. It was $2.99 a month, and then there's a one-time $99 setup fee. And I actually, before we talked, I looked at it to make sure we were still good. It was a one-day thing, the promo that we were running. I was able to keep it locked in at that rate. So that actually, let me look here, saved you like $300 off of retail and then $200 off of the setup. So, yeah, pretty sweet.
What's the promo you guys have going?
So today, just $398, 1 month, and then the $99 setup fee. And then nothing due again until next month. And then it's just that flat $99. And you're grandfathered in or locked in with those discounts as well. So if later on down the road, whatever, it doesn't matter if it's 5 years out and our retail prices go up, yours still stays locked in with your discounts.
So it's $2.99 a month.
Yeah.
And then it's $3.89
today. So $2.99 a month and a $99 setup fee. So today you just pay for first month and then the $99 setup fee. So $3.98.
Okay. Damn, why was I thinking that? I was thinking the monthly fee was cheaper than that.
Not sure.
Well, what's the timeline then? I guess that's the next question. What's the timeline to start getting a return on the investment?
Good question.
$300,
so,
that's a little bit more than I remembered. I don't know why, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I've talked to a million people, but I know I remember I had your name. I liked your guys' offer and everything, so I mean, I was going to go with you guys. What's the timeline look like to start generating real leads that are going to be useful.
Yep, you bet.
Potential
so let
customers.
Me.
I know the whole spiel that not every lead is a customer. I'm just
trying
to understand when will I start getting calls to me for valid leads and not these spam calls like I used to get before where people sell me leads or all that other nonsense.
Yep, exactly. So let me look here. Now, you've got a Facebook business page, too, if I remember right, don't you?
No, I need a Facebook business page.
Okay, all right, let me write that down. So, So we'll get you out on Google and then also out to about 60 other destinations. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing. I can name them all off for you, but hey, it's like listening to all the salad dressings after you hit the one you wanted. There are about 60 different
dressings. Google's probably 75% of the search engine base, I'm assuming, anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So one of the first things we'll do is get you set up with your onboarding call. We do that as soon as your calendar allows. That really gets everything kicked off. They'll do verification of everything I took down today. So spelling, phone numbers, email addresses, all those things. That happens right away. So between days 5 and 7, your reporting dashboard will come online. That's an area on our site that you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, things like that. Upload pictures for us. And then between day 7 and 14, we'll have your Facebook ads out and running. So we'll be running ads for you on Facebook. And then if you don't have that page yet, don't worry about it. We can do it on the fly. It's not a problem. And then from there on out, so industry standard to get you on Google first page is about 3 to 6 months. We actually cut that in half. It only takes us about 30 to 45 days. And you may or may not remember, we talked about because of that timeline, we know it'll take at least that 30 to 45 days for us to get programming done, get everything wrapped up in a nice little box of data for Google and get it to them so they can do their end of it on that side. We ask that you commit to giving it a try for the first 2 months. We know if we only did our programming, let's say, for a month, and then you stopped, it'd be a complete waste of your money. I mean, it'd be $300 right out the door because it wouldn't be done and it wouldn't do you any good. So we'd like you to know that going in, but it's going to take into month 2, and then you'll be coming up on the page. And you should start seeing some calls come through.
So I guess my only concern is that, you know, the last company I did this with told me basically the exact same thing and it didn't happen, you know, so I'm a little hesitant.
I don't blame you.
Would you guys be able to do a little bit lighter of a first month so that way I don't have to bear all the risk hoping that this actually works for like my third time going into these websites? You know, and I know the first 30 days, nothing is, if I get a call from Google in the first 30 days, I will probably shit myself because I get that it takes time and I don't mind that, you know, the thing is, I'm a little hesitant on throwing all the money right at it, you know, the first month. And then, you know, it's like, you know, then I'm back into month 2. You know, which, you know, 2, maybe get a couple calls, I'm kind of hoping. You know, month 3 is kind of really when I expect to start seeing some type of real volume myself.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you why.
I guess maybe I do it in month 2. But, I would be a lot more comfortable doing it if I had a little bit more, where you guys took on a little more risk. Cause, you know, you guys are offering this to everybody. And
I got you.
But, you know, if you guys, as long as you do what you say you guys can do, I'm not changing because I don't like doing this shit. This wears me out having companies trying to set up websites, but it's a pain in the ass, and I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'll tell you, TJ.
As long as you guys can deliver, you know, if you guys can ease the burden on the first month, just so I can see, like, all right, let's see the dashboard, let's see the actual work going, let me, you said I can pick my domain, right, as long as it's available.
Yeah, exactly. You'll definitely have a say in what your domain name is, whether you like it or not, and you know, what you want for your domain name.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm on my third try here, and the first 2 burned me, and I've got well over a couple $1,000 just in the websites, and none of them worked, and of course, you know as well as I do, I'm not going to get any money back from any of it. No matter what you guys give me or they give me, I'm not getting a penny back. They're going to say, we did what we told you we would, and it just didn't work out or some nonsense. Nonetheless, I'm not going to get it.
You know, It makes me mad when companies do that. And unfortunately, there are a lot of, I don't know if you want to call them Elvis impersonators out there. But I'll tell you what, TJ, I so appreciate you keeping my number and calling me back. I was hoping you wouldn't go with somebody else because I didn't want to see you burned again. I almost never do this because it comes straight out of my commissions, and I'm fine with that because I'm that happy that you called me back. I'll waive the setup fee for you. Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll take that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So let's get you set up then. Let me go in. I'm going to modify this and take the setup fee out of there real quick so that it shows up right on your end when it comes through.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, perfect. Oh, actually, you know what? Before that, let me grab the listing. It's still dangling out there. I doubt it's going anywhere in the next 10 minutes, but I don't want it to have an opportunity. Let me grab that and shut it down. All right. There we go. We're good. It's all ours. Okay, now comes the info part. So for first and last, I've got Thomas Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E. Is that right?
Yep.
And then newlinedmn@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to resend you. I probably already did, but I'm going to send them again. Don't need to bother looking at them at the moment if you don't want to. But as part of our setup, I have to send you the dashboard and analytics info and then the price and package that I quoted you. And the price and package, I need just a second. I've got to modify that in with the setup wage for you. There we go. All right, that one looks good. So that's on its way, so you'll have that in writing. And then 612-772-0658. Also Sal, and is that the business number too?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Central time zone. Update that. And then I'm going to blow up your phone like a bad old girlfriend. I'm going to send you 3 text messages in a row. And so first one I know you already have. It's my direct contact info, but sending it again during our setup. Then the next one, and by the way, on that, I am the lead on your account, so if you ever have problems, anything that's unresolved on your end, let me know. I'm the dog you want on that bone, okay?
Okay.
I've got your back all day long. I didn't come here to lie to people. That's not the way I go, so
perfect.
If anything isn't right, I want to know. I will make it right, one way or another. And then so I sent customer service to you. And then the third text is just a YouTube. It's a video on our dashboard and analytics.
All right.
Make sure I've got that all right. And then I've got to do a bunch of fill-ins for our texts here. Now, you said today's your Friday. Do you have any time at all tomorrow, like maybe in the morning, for a sit-down with our tech department?
Yeah, I mean, I'm driving around tomorrow, so it's fine.
Oh, perfect. Let me see what we've got open. So, Central. So, tomorrow we've got, it looks like a 9, 10, 11. Oh, heck, there's something, there's every hour of the day except for 2. So, you pick the hour on the hour.
Let's do 11.
11. Beautiful. Let me grab that. So we've got that slot, and then I'll send that over to you, too. I'm just going to build the calendar appointment here real quick. Can't believe tomorrow's Friday. It seems like the week just started.
Hell, I can't believe it's the middle of July.
Well, that too. I'm actually still searching for April myself. If you find it, let me know. I got stuff undone from back then, like cleaning out my storage unit.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm in kind of the same situation. I'm way behind. Every time I look up, it's like I think every time I look up, weeks have passed. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. I know. I know. I've been trying to schedule a camping trip for us. Since about April, and you know, I look up and here it is, middle of July, and we haven't gone yet. We haven't even cleaned the camper out yet. It's like, oh man,
well,
I don't know.
Where are you located? Are you out east or west? I can't remember.
I'm in Colorado, right at the foot of the San Juan Mountains. So, sorry, you broke up. What was that, TJ?
I knew you were by some mountains. I can't remember if it was Tennessee or Colorado.
Oh, gosh, Colorado. I could never stand the humidity in Tennessee. Are you kidding? I hated Wisconsin humidity. Ugh. And
yeah.
Minnesota humidity,
yeah.
For that matter.
Minnesota, yeah, it can be bad here every once in a while.
Oh, man, I know. I grew up in it.
Yeah.
Yep. So, TJ, I just sent another email or an email to you. The subject line is Local Splash CIE. If you could, now don't crash your truck, please. But when that one gets there, if you'd open it up and hit the yes button, this should be a yes, no, maybe. And that'll just hold your appointment for tomorrow.
Okay, is that coming through text?
That'll come by email. And the subject is Local Splash CIE.
Well, let me go back. I've been getting a lot of emails on. I got the Google Facebook marketing one. Is it coming after that?
Yep, after that one. And while you search for that, I'm going to do some more fill-ins that I've got to do for our tech on this end.
It's downloading. I'm having to drive further away from the city to go get some things from a job site, so I get kind of sketchy reception out here at times.
Ah, gotcha. Well, if I lose you, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, page. And you know, we'll walk you through setting up that Facebook business page, too. Now, you've got the domain name BlaineKitchenRemodeling.com, right?
God, I hate that domain name.
Okay.
Yeah, that's part of
well,
the nonsense they gave me. I want NewLinesMN.com.
NewLinesMN.
Because I know it wasn't available because I actually bought it once. Yeah, I bought it once. And so I know it was available, and I don't think anybody else has bought it.
Okay. New lines and then
domain search. I mean, real quick.
Oh, that. Don't worry about it.
Like a little dangerous, but
oh, like my way, like my way around that. Go ahead.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I actually built a couple websites like 20 years ago, freehand using code. I bought a big old book learning how to do it.
Oh, wow.
I thought I was going to dabble in that. And
I'm
like, nope, I don't like
doing
this long.
So you know your way around websites the way I know my way around a hammer and screws, nails.
Yeah, probably. That's probably a pretty good analogy. I know enough to have a legitimate conversation, but I'm far from a professional.
Hey, exactly.
You actually own a general contracting company, didn't you?
Yeah, I do know more than that. Yeah. I just leave the actual, I mean, I know how the cuts should look. I can't make them myself.
Yeah.
I know, you know, when it should be squared off, you know, what should be square, what should be plumb. I just can't make it that way myself. I don't have the physical skill. I took wood shop and metal shop in high school, but that was, you know, and of course I've helped build things along the way, but yeah, you wouldn't want me framing anything else.
Kids don't get to do wood shop and metal shop anymore.
Really?
No, we did automotive repair. We had automotive repair in high school. We actually rebuilt on 289 fourth quarter.
Yep. I know that I didn't, so I had a choice of wood, metal, and mechanic, and I did wood and metal and missed out on the auto mechanic, but my dad taught me, you know, back then you could change your own oil in your driveway, so I did all the time. But wow, I didn't know they didn't cheat. I suppose, you know, too dangerous for the little kiddos.
Yeah, a bunch of sissies these days.
Wow. It was funny. I was, I volunteered for our church this weekend for a junior rodeo. We did the concessions and there's these little kids from like 4 years old up on these tall horses running barrels like you wouldn't believe. And we're in the kitchen joking around that they're playing in horse shit all day and we have to wear gloves.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
we're not. We're. It doesn't make sense. No.
Hey, my favorite analogy is it's like wiping before you shit. It just doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. There's nothing that makes sense about that at all. Oh God, that is too funny. Oh. Wow.
I'm kind of hit and miss on reception, so. I don't.
No, TJ, it's my bad.
Facebook.
You know, it's my bad. I should actually pay more attention to what I'm doing instead of talking because I didn't put you in the calendar invite. It would really help matters if I did. Let's do that.
Oh, that's fine.
There we go. Now it's on its way to you. Oh, that was terrible. All right. And then now... You focus on kitchen and bathroom remodels, right? If I remember.
Yeah, kitchen, bathroom models, basement finishing. You know, really we do everything. Roofing, siding, windows, decks.
Sure.
I don't know where the line stops. I mean, if I could ever say, yeah, throw it in there, I mean, I'd really kind of like to have all that in there because we do all of it. You know, I've got a... Roofing crew is amazing. We do decks, kitchens, bathrooms, basement.
Okay. I'm throwing it all over.
Water damage.
Water
damage, fire damage.
Okay.
Storm damage. I'm trying to think of all the keywords people are probably going to try to fire off in Google.
Yep, exactly. I also, what I did... I went and grabbed you general construction / general contractor because it's not been used up there. So I just grabbed you the whole dang category so we can put all of that under there. Electrical and plumbing.
Yep, throw that in there too.
Perfect.
I mean, I wonder if I probably shouldn't put that in there. Actually,
well,
probably take those out.
Okay.
Or are those just word searches?
Yeah, just word searches. And, you know, I mean, if you're worried about permits and...
I was just thinking, because I'm not a licensed electrician or a licensed plumber, but I have licensed electrician plumbers work for them, so I can...
Exactly. So, yeah. See, and Minnesota, Wisconsin, Colorado is the same way. You don't need a DC license yet for Minnesota, do you?
For what?
For being a GC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seriously? They're licensing you guys out there now? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I've got my license.
Wow.
Yeah.
Statewide. I'll be darned. Well, they haven't gotten out here yet.
They've got it under control like freaking lock and key because it's so stupid. Because technically, if I was just a sheetrock person by Minnesota law, all I can do is sheetrock, repair, texture, and paint. The second I touch a piece of trim, I cross over avenues and I'm required to be a general contractor.
Wow.
And we all know there's a whole bunch of people who are licensed, but...
Oh, yeah.
You
know, no doubt.
Typical shows, but I don't really care. I want to grow to be a legitimate large business. I'm hoping to hit like 10 million in the next 3 to 5 years.
Awesome.
So,
awesome. Well, and as you were talking... I threw in sheetrock, drywall, trim, tile, flooring, painting. Already had electrical plumbing. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, flooring, cabinets, gutters.
Cabinets, I guess.
Countertops.
Oh, yeah. Rain, got that.
Bathtub, showers. I mean, when you think of just all the words, I mean, Jesus. The arsenal was pretty quick.
Oh, framing. I didn't put framing in there. Roofing, siding. I also put finish work.
Yes, finishing. Trim work.
Rough in. I'm going to do rough in, too. I would assume you would do a new build if you were asked, right?
New build. Concrete.
Ah, yeah, concrete. Would you do just a stem wall if somebody asked?
A what?
Stem wall.
Oh, yeah, stone wall, yeah.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to say stem wall, mono slab, masonry also. Perfect, all right. And on that note, too, when you, once we get your phones ringing on a local scale, let me know when you're ready to reach out farther. We can lean heavier on Facebook, and there's Google Ads that once you get going farther, we can reach out farther with the Google Ads. But then something new just started. It's new for Google. It's called Google Guarantee, and they're calling it Angie's or Home Advisor on steroids. In other words, it is a lot better. I've looked at it, and I know how Angie's and Home Advisor work, so I already got their I'm tracking on them already. Been there, spent money on it. And the Google Guarantee is a lot better.
Well, Home Advisor is gone.
Oh, is it completely now?
Yeah, Angie absorbed it. They're on the same now.
Wow, you out of here.
Angie.
Okay. So, yeah, so their website now says, oh, gosh, is one powered by the other. I don't remember which way it goes. But you ought to hear some of the shenanigans they're doing now. It's even worse than they were before. I mean, people are turning around, and there's a couple $1,000s missing from their bank account. I mean, it's just crooked. Yeah.
I use Angie still a little bit.
Do you really?
That's why I got to get this website. Yeah, because that's why I gotta get this website going,
because
I don't
want to
keep paying much as I am for.
Yeah, I bet. Okay.
You know, I mean, they've treated me pretty well, to be quite honest. I don't have a whole lot of bad things to say about them. They've been pretty fair for the most part. It's one of those things that Angie, I think, is a really good startup tool for companies. It's not something that I would want to sustain through, because I'd rather put my money into a website and real marketing versus...
Yep.
Know them, because ultimately a website could bring me 30 customers a month for $300 versus if I had 30 customers for them, that'd be about anywhere from $1,800 to $4,000, depends on what type of lead they were.
Exactly. Well, and two, TJ, you're going to get, so it was already included in your package, we'll be running every single month $100 in Facebook ads for you, and those, we drill them down so tight on what exactly you want as far as market. I mean, by income level, age range, areas, I mean, zip code, neighborhood. And there might be even a category for fur babies or not. I don't know. But we can really drill in, so we make it go a long ways. And worst case, the clicks against that $100 is 50 cents per. So, you know, my math says that's up to 200 leads a month from Facebook. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Perfect.
So, okay, so let me make sure I've got everything. Oh, did that email actually make it to you this time now that I actually sent it?
Yep. Yeah, I was just clicking on yes right now. I don't know.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
I don't know if it's, what it's doing here. Open calendar. Well, I'm clicking yes, but it's not doing anything in my,
Let's see if it updated. Let's see what it did. I got it. Looks good over here.
All right, then we're good.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. And then you've already got, yes, you do have your Google Business profile. Oh, that's awesome, actually. That your Google Business profile is already set up, you might actually see results sooner too. That's usually our biggest delay because it takes anywhere from 6 to 14 days for the postcard to get back and then us to call it into Google. So that puts us a step ahead, which is awesome.
What is that now?
You've already got your Google Business profile set up and running. Yeah, you might actually see results quicker too.
Okay, cool. You know, I suppose because the other company had to probably do exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah, usually that's our biggest delay. It can take up to 2 weeks for that card to get back. So, you know, right there, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and actually, I was looking at my webpage. The one company, the last company I was with was called AdIQ, so.
Oh, ugh, no wonder. They were actually one of the companies that ripped me off when I had my construction company out here. I kid you not.
Yeah.
Same company.
They did a horrible job. I mean, they're the ones that made me, because I told them up front, I said, I want my own domain because it's my business. I don't want some generic-ass website name. And they said,
right.
Well, we've got to do it. That's part of our Google search criteria to have, you know, it in the title. I'm like, no. So they tried to do like a redirect. They were going to do a redirect. So I was going to go to that website and then go to my website with my domain name or some crap. It never worked. Plus, I got stuck with a stupid BlameKitchenRemodeling.com, which is just nobody wants a damn domain name like that. You want something easy so people remember. Type it in quick.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. All right.
I mean, I'm not a stupid genius, and I know that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yep. Yep.
Nothing about that.
Yeah.
My name in it at all. They won't know
right.
Who it
well,
is or anything.
And it's a mile long.
But
all
yeah,
right.
Marketing
so,
101.
Yeah, exactly. Now, TJ, on the card that you're using to the billing page, on the card that you're using, is the company name on there, or is it just your name?
Just my name.
Okay. And then phone number attached to the account, I assume, is also yourself.
Yep.
And then I've got you at 758-120 First Lane, Northeast Blaine, Minnesota, 55434.
That's it.
Perfect. You update that. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are, and I'll read each four back as you give them just to make sure I got them right.
All right. It's 5463.
5463.
2584.
2584.
3270.
3270.
4271.
71. And then the expiration fee, TJ. You said 1 is 26. Okay, got it. And you know what I want next?
969.
Security code.
969. Yep, 969.
All right. Let me update that, and I'll send that through. And that's going to be for $299, no setup fee. And then I'll have one last email on its way to you. I'll let you know when that one gets there. All right, so that one should be on the way. And that one will have local / initial invoice in the subject line. And while we wait for it to get there, I'll do our voice verification. So what's coming there, there'll be a click to accept terms and conditions. Terms and conditions is the same thing I'm going to read to you now. We have to do it by voice for Google. So I'll go through that while we wait for that email to come in. So The voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners. It is recorded and attached to your file and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
New Lines Remodeling, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Thomas James Wolf, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup fee was waived. Will be charged on today's date, July 14th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $299. This is a true flat monthly rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 14th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 14th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. And then did that last email make it to you?
Yeah, I already signed it.
Oh, well, awesome. Let me make sure it updated on my end, and as long as it did, I can let you back to your day. Perfect. You're all set, TJ. It updated just fine. So one
right,
last reminder. To
one thing I can.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's up? No, I was just going to remind you to make your onboarding call tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. I've got like this little, have you heard of Nextdoor?
Yeah.
I've got, I was using them for a little bit. I don't know if that's. Do you guys do anything with them at all? I mean, I don't feel like I'm getting anything.
No.
I was paying $3
no.
a day for like a 500 impressions. I got nothing from it.
Wow. No, we don't do anything with them at all. I don't know. I've had, two people, I guess, now, just different contractors across the country tell me that it really kind of developed into just a, can't say the word, a complaint board. Where homeowners are complaining about contractors.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
well,
I haven't heard
a whole lot of that. I see a whole lot of negative Nancy's on here. I mean, they're just everybody, a lot of people bitching and griping about everything, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I'll set up
cool.
a Facebook page then, a business Facebook page. I can figure that out over the weekend. That's done. What's my username and password then, or do I got to create one?
Oh, they will give you that tomorrow during your onboarding call.
All right, perfect. I'll look forward to tomorrow.
Awesome. And if you ever have any questions or anything, just let me know, TJ.
That sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, you bet. You have a good weekend. Have a safe trip and have fun at that wedding.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.